there comes times when you think, right, now's the time to settle down, and or now's not, whatever the way it is. But I don't think you can force these things. It's, you know, it'll happen when it's going to happen. Of course, I'd love to have kids right now, but you know, there's a process that one has to go through. And you know, tours like this is great fun. Hopefully, I'm doing all right by myself. It would be great to have someone else next to me to share the pressure. But you know, time will come. Whatever happens, happens, I guess.
In June, of course, you're leaving the armed forces. Tell us how difficult a decision was that to make, and why do you think this is the right time to do that?
I think, as I said before, it is a crossroads. It's the same. I'm in the same position now as most people in my year group or my rank would be in. Because I'm a non-grad, I'm slightly behind everybody else. And most of the guys that I joined with at the time have already left for numerous reasons. But it is a case of, right, if we move on, then more responsibilities come. And I suppose with wanting to take on slightly more of this role, I don't really feel as though I would be in a right position to take on the careers of more soldiers, and take on the responsibility of, you know, continuing to fly, for instance. So it is a balance, and I've tried to get the balance get it right over the last sort of 6 or 7 months to a year, before I finished, and it was getting hard. And as I said, I'm at a crossroads.